Tes Amar Aleph, Psachim, new Mishnah, 9a. Mishnah tells us like this. Ein choshen shema yigirar, shema yigirara chulda, mibayis labayis, mimakom lamakom, diim keim lechatzul lechatzur, meir leir, in the dam herself. We are not worried about a little weasel. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Ein choshen kishepadak zavizu, ubaliv dogzu, shemat betoch shebaliv dogzu, gira chulda chametz, Lamakam habadak, which relaxed live dog. Says Rashi, maybe you think that you have to check something twice. Why would you have to check something twice? Because this little weasel, or maybe other things that carry chametz around, maybe you think after you check one place that the person or thing would have to would bring something to that place after you checked it. Right? We're checking it on the night of the 14th, as we've been talking about, but that leaves over a bunch of hours. Until Pesach actually starts. So maybe you should be concerned that somebody brought something else back to the place where you checked it. So says Rashi, says the Gemara, you don't have to go back and check it, because you could always say it's something else you have to check, and you'd be just checking for the last 24 hours before Pesach. So the Gemara says, Tama delo chazin and deshakal. The only reason we don't say you have to check again is because you never saw the weasel, the rodent. I think Safaria translates it as like a something else. What's their name? They're like a name for it. Something with an M. A Martin. Marten. So maybe the reason that this Mishnah says you don't have to worry about it is because you never actually saw the weasel taking the chametz. However, if you did see the weasel taking the chametz, so then Ha chazina deshaka chayshinan ubaya b'dika. If you see a weasel on the 14th of Nisan after you checked for chametz, you see it with chametz in its mouth. So then you got to go check your house again. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'amai. Why would you have to name achate? Let's just say that he ate the only piece that you had. So the Gemara says, so what does that mean? Rashi says, non-Jews would bury their stillborns in the ground, in their houses. And therefore, there's an Isser Durabanan that it's a ma'ahil, right? That the iser tuma for a non-Jew is still midrabanan aser for the sake of tumas mace. So the Gemara says, so in that situation, what's the case? In that, all right. So Rashi keeps going. Let's go. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Nami, the Amar Kivrei, over the Chavim, in one time, the Megam Masa, Mode Hu Deloi Tami Boi Tulei Boi Fine. And then the Brisa says, we'll keep going. The Gemara, the Kam Yishev B'Madar V'Himadar Tzarich B'Dika. How much do you need to wait? How much does the non Jew have to have lived there for you to assume that there is such a tuma, that there is such an impurity in the house? So the Gemara says, Arbaim Yom. You have to assume that the house of the non-Jew was already Tamei Midrabanan, because maybe there was a fetus that was born or stillborn, and they buried it there only after 40 days. Because any time before 40 days means that the non-Jew, that the fetus was not yet formed enough to create a tumah quality to it. It wasn't formed enough. And the Gemara says, even if there's no woman in the house, which might have said, maybe you would think therefore that you don't have to be concerned for a stillborn being buried inside the house. Kamash Balan, we still are. Rashi says, if he should chash to hu al znus, even if he's not married, that means that maybe he had relations with somebody else, and the stillborn is from them. Okay. So what's the point here? So the Gemara continues, or at least I think the Mishnah finishes off. V'chol makom shecholda v'chazir yechol nahaloch ein tzarich b'dika. If, however, in this place, in this non-Jewish person's house, there's a common, there's a possibility of a weasel or a pig to walk in that place, so then you'll have to check. Because we assume, Rashi says, Shim hushlach sham chatetu v'achluhu, the weasel or the pig will actually find the fetus, dig it up, and eat it. Kind of a gruesome way to start our morning, but that's what the Gemara says. So therefore, we should say the same thing over here. We should say the same thing that when it comes to the weasel by chametz, if we saw that he had taken it, so we should also assume that he ate it. Just like the fetus, we assume just the fact that they're around means that they would eat it, not just leave it there. And therefore, ein tzarich b'dika, just like in the fetus, you don't have to check again to see if there's a fetus anywhere. So too, by chametz, you shouldn't have to check again. So the Gemara says, Bebasar lo mishayra. When it comes to meat, yes. Kind of gruesome again. But belecha mishayra, when it comes to bread, so then the weasel does leave bread over. So Amar Rava, hi mai. Why? Bish la mahasam emor hava emor lo hava. In that case, maybe you're going to think there could be a stillborn buried in the house. V'im tim salomar hava emor achate. And then you could also say maybe that the weasel ate it. Aval hacha, devadai dechazina deshakal miyemar dachate. Here's not a case, when we proposed it before, we suggested before, here's not a case where he might have taken the bread. We know, we saw for sure that there's bread. In the case of the fetus, in the case of the stillborn, we don't know. So we have two doubts, whether it's a sveik sveika, as you call it. Although the sveik sveika is not more complicated than this. But the question is, why are the two cases similar? Just because you don't have need of bedika in the stillborn case doesn't mean you don't need a bedika in our case. In our case, you know there for a fact that there's bread. So Gemara says, that the doubt that maybe he ate the whole thing is not going to uproot what we know for sure, which is that there's chametz. We know for sure there's chametz. We saw the chametz in the weasel's mouth in this suggestion. So the Gemara says, is that really true? If it ain't safek motzi mi devadai, is it true that a safek is never going to outdo a vadai, meaning that a doubt of a leniency is not going to undo the surety of a chumra. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya, but the Braisa says, Chaver shemeis v'inyech megur melei peros. We just saw this Mishnah. Where was it? Oh, it was in Pesachim. If a person dies and they have a whole group of produce, and we have to concern that maybe he didn't take Meister off yet. So the fact that he's a chaver, we assume he did take it. So the Gemara says, or the Mishnah, the Braisa says, even if they're only one day old, the produce. So here we have a situation where obviously they were tevel. At some point we know the produce was tevel. The produce has to have been chayev in Meister at some point. And even in that case, where we know for sure, it's a vadai, it's an absolute fact that it was chayev in Meister, we now say that there's a safek that the person took Meister, because we assume the chaver is usually careful about those types of things, and therefore we say you don't have to worry. We all right, cheskas besukanim. Says the Gemara, "V'ha'acha devada tvi'li ahani piri." These produces are definitely teva. V'safek musar, v'safek lo musar, v'kasi safek motzmi devadai. We assume, based on a doubt, based on we're not 100% sure that this guy took Meister, but we're going to assume he took Meister to outdo the vadai. So the Gemara says, "No, hasam vadai vadai who." Devade maastrik der bechanine chaza. Damer bechanine chaza, chazak al chava she'en moti mitachas yad edava she'en masukan. It's not that we assume, that we think maybe the person took Meister. No, we know for sure this guy never left his produce unless he took Meister already. And therefore, in this case, it's a vadai versus a vadai. It's we're sure versus 100% versus 100%. It's not, we don't have any doubts. V'yisayim, and therefore it's not a safek motzi midei vadai. And therefore you can't assume that the chametz case would be different. And you would have to check. V'yisayim a safek v'safeku, or you could say that it's a safek safek. Dilma meikara emar d'lo tzvi l'kirev Yoshia. Maybe that case of the chavre's produce, of this the scrupulous man's produce, is only in a situation where it was never actually tevel, or we don't actually know if it was tevel or not. Dam Rabbi Yoshia ma'arim adam el tivaso umachnis b'motz shalak kadesh teda b'emto ochas patur min ha'meiser. As we've been talking about after shacharis in the morning in Meiser Sheni Mitnayos, the only time that something is actually chayev is when it's fully processed. In this situation, when a person brings the produce in, maybe the produce is still within its husks, and it's still, end of the day, it's unprocessed, and therefore it's not chayiv and meister yet, and therefore, even though we see a whole bunch of produce in his property, maybe there's a safek, maybe it was never actually tevel, it was never chayiv and meister, and therefore, we can't assume that you need to still take meister on them. So, on the one hand, it could be a vada versus a vada, it could be a safek versus a safek, we could be sure that it was tevel, and we could be sure that he took meiser, or we could be unsure that it was tevel, and we could be unsure that it was meiser. Either way, that doesn't teach us anything about the chametz case. The chametz case is, we know for sure that there's chametz in the house, because the weasel, we saw the weasel holding it in his mouth, but on the other hand, we don't know if the weasel actually ate. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, let's try again. The ain't safek motzi midei, is it really true that a safek can't undo a vaday? V'atanya, another brisa says, Am Rabbi Yehuda, ma'as v'shivchas v'shamet zekecha b'rimon she'itila nefa v'alvor. That we know a story of a maidservant of a specific meitzik. I saw that meitzik could be a violent person. I don't know why that's important here, but either way, a certain person in a place called Rimon, that they put a nefa, they put a stillborn into a pit. This Jewish person, and they brought a Kohen to figure out whether or not that child was a Zachar or Nekeva, because that's going to make a difference as to how long the woman has to wait, excuse me, for her impurity. And they said that the woman didn't have to wait at all. Why? Because there are weasels and what's the other thing here? I don't know what this is. A polecat? I don't know. Some other kind of animal. Bardalus. So these two animals that eat fetuses, apparently. And therefore, we assume that they had dragged it away and ate it, right? Because there wasn't any there. And therefore, we find in this case that we have a situation of a vadai, and then we have a situation of a suffix. Maybe the animal took it away, and we can't check if the fetus was a literal, was going to give off impurity. So the Gemara says, "V'ha'cha devada hitila v'safek garua v'safek lo garua v'safek garua." In this case, it's a definitely case where they put it in the pit, and then there's a question: safek, did they take it out? Safek lo garua ha'ishata v'kasi safek motzmi devadai. In that case, I don't really understand the. I don't really understand the logic to say that the woman's not impure at all. Here they say in the safari, perhaps it was not a stillborn baby.
I think we're talking about the coin.
Oh, that's true. Maybe that's true. Hold on. Let me check again. Rashi. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Shkayotzi. V'lo nizkar. It could be Nizhar. Also, Kohen al Azhar is the nefesh al Yitamav, Hesis bo Babor, Vanefa lo Ra, Vatiru Mimahel al Mes. Right. Rashi says that the Kohen is not Chayiv for being Tameh because the baby wasn't there. But we don't know when the baby was taken away. we are assuming that some animal took the fetus away before he got to check it. But we don't know necessarily if by the time he was in the house, the baby was there, it was already gone. So therefore, it's a vadai that the baby was there, and now you're going to say there's a suffik if it was taken out beforehand. So now you're going to tell me that the kohen is completely pure, the kohen is completely tahor, and we're not going to be worried about it. But wait a second, that's a suffik going out of a vadai. So Gemara says, no, lo tamashi tila nefel labor ela ema shehi pila. Says the Gemara, no, it's not that the baby was for sure in there. We know that there's something in there. We don't know exactly. Ela ema shehi pila kemin nefel labor. It looked like a fetus. I don't know who exactly is watching or reporting on this. But either way, that would make it a suffix and a suffix. We don't know if there was a baby in the first place, and we don't know if the baby was taken away from the time that Cohen came into the house. So that's a suffix, and we therefore assume that it didn't happen. Or we can assume that he's Tahor. Vaha, wait a second, the Gemara says, Vaha le'idayim zachro u'nekevahu. It says in the Mishnah, it says in the Brisa, that he came to check if it was a boy or a girl. So that clearly means that they know for sure it was a child. In the case of Katani, Hachi Kamar, Leda im Ruach Hipila, im Nafilipila, Vim Tip Solomon Efilipila, Leda im Zach Vim the Kevahu. So, at the end of the day, we don't know exactly what was put in the pit. I don't know what exactly how you can mix this one up, but it says they had to first figure out whether or not it was wind or if it was a child. Rashi says, Shapir Milas Ruach. It's unclear also for Rashi, so he says it is the word Ruach. You didn't read that wrong. Vimti Zulam Nefil Haya Klomar Nikol Elohutrach Shema Ruachuv Agid Vein Kan Lotuma Zachav Lotvain. We don't know if it was nothing or if it was a baby. So the Gemara then says, and therefore it's a Safik Safik. Vibai Sema Hasam Vada Vadai. Maybe in that situation it's a Vadai. Why would it be a Vada versus a Vada that was so sure that there was a baby and was so sure that the weasel took it away? Kaven de Chulda Bardalas Mitsuyin Sham Vada Garuba Hishatin. We know for sure that the weasel took it away. Why did he Nihid Shiura Mishaira Migrara Mias Vada Garuba Hishata? It might be true that the weasel didn't take it away yet. Sorry, it might be true that the weasel didn't eat the fetus, but definitely took it away. We have a chazaka that they take them away. And therefore, we know for sure that the Kohen, by the time he came to the house, the baby wasn't there anymore, and he's not Tami. So, Lishna Achrina, the parentheses here, just another way to say, Nid Vada Achlum, Lo Amrinan, Vada Garu, Lachoraihu Amrinan. We know for sure he didn't eat it necessarily. Well, we don't necessarily know that he ate it, but we do know necessarily, Vadai, they took it away. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umi amrinan ein choshin shem yigar rachulda. So this is back to the Mishnah, right? So we basically figured out that you don't have any proof to say that a safek imotzi avadai. All those cases were either a safek versus a safek, avadai versus avadai. And this, therefore, in our case, when we have a vadai that we saw the chametz, and we have a safek that it was eaten and taken care of, so we don't assume that it's already taken care of. We have to assume that the chametz is still there. We have to do bedika again, right? That's the implication of our Mishnah that says we don't have to worry if we don't know. If we don't know if the weasel took it, so then we can assume that it wasn't taken. That we can assume that there's no problem. If however we did see it, so then you have to assume you have to check again. So the Gemara now says on the Mishnah, Umi Amrinan in Choshen Shem Yigar Rachulda. Are we really not concerned that the weasel took the bread? Right, this is why in the case where we don't know if he took it or not. V'ha Ketani Seifa, but the end of the Mishnah, meaning the next Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Bey, says, Ma Shemeshari Nechenu B'tzina Shelo Yehei Tzarech B'dika Achrav. Whatever you left over, whatever bread you left over, you have to put in a safe place. This, I assume, is after Bedika, but before Pesach starts. Right, Rashi says, Achar Bedika Me'achla, so you nechene b'tzina. Yeah, you want to eat it on, your last chametz meal, right? That last great Dunkin' Donuts run. Right? You want to keep that donut for right before Pesach, or right before noon, whenever, to have your last chametz. So make sure it's in a safe place. You know exactly where it is, and you don't have to worry that maybe you left it somewhere. So Gemara says, how could it be? Why are you being so careful about it? If you're going to tell me that we don't have to worry about it, so then who cares where you put it? Why does it have to be hidden? Right? It says in the end of the Mishnah, Shloi Tzarech Bedika Achrav, meaning that you could find it. And if you can't find it, that means you have to do another Bedika. So clearly here we are worried that it's being taken somewhere. So Amar Abaye Lokasha, it's not a problem. Habar Basar, Habar Shlosh Asar. When it comes to the Mishnah that we're talking about, which says Ein Choshishin, that's talking about the 13th of Nisan. Why, says Rashi, Ein Choshishin bebodek shvishlosha asar shematzoi pas harbe lechol debezochabatim. The weasel is not going around scrounging for food at that point on the 13th because there's so much bread everywhere. We're not worried that the weasel is going to take some and put it in a place we can't see or something. And the end of the Mishnah, meaning the next Mishnah on Yudam Abbas, is referring to the 14th. And because the weasel is worried because he doesn't see a lot more food around, so if he finds chametz on the 14th, so he's making a calculation, and he's saying that while it's true, I usually get a full meal wherever I come to this house, I'm not seeing a lot of food around, so I'm going to keep this for later, right? So in that case, on the 14th of Nisan, you have to be worried that maybe the food was left over, and you have to check your house again. So this is a very strange Gemara, as you can imagine. So the Gemara says here in the middle, Bishlosha asar de shkiach rifta bekulhu bate lomitzana. When there's so much rifta is bread. When there's so much bread to go around on the 13th, so then the weasel doesn't feel the need to save up, and therefore he eats the whole thing. And if you would find some bread in your house, you don't have to hide it, because we're not going to be worried that if you can't find it, you have to check again. Because the weasel, if he finds the food, he's going to eat the whole thing. However, on the 14th, where there's not so much bread around, you better be very careful about what you do with your bread, because if that bread is taken and you can't find it anymore, so then we assume that the weasel had taken it and saved it up, because he knows there's not a lot of bread coming for the next 8 days. So Amar Rava, here's the joke. Ready for a joke? No one's going to get it, but it's a joke. And even in my Masifta Gemara, they didn't say it as a joke, but it's definitely a joke. So that's the Gemara. Amar Rava, v'chichulda neviyahi, diyada da'idna arbesav lo afi ad lo'artu misharim tamra. Is the weasel a prophet that it knows the 14th of Nisan has come and there's not going to be a lot of bread around?
Rabbi Steinzaltz recognizes that.
Oh, yeah? What does it say?
Yeah, he says this. Rabbi's statement is a play on words. It says, Chulda Merton was indeed the name of a prophet, a Chulda in Malachim and in Divrei Hayamim.
Yeah.
And then he goes to explain what it means.
So Chulda was the name of a Navi, was the name of a woman prophetess in Malachim Beis. So the Gemara is now saying, is this weasel a Navi that it knows when the 14th of Nisan is? And it's saying that because the Chulda was an actual Navi in Malachim Beis. So it's making like a joke, is Chulda a Navi? And really, Chulda was a Navi, but it's talking about a weasel. You get, they're making a pun, as you can tell. And, you know, I don't know if you know, some of these Sfarim don't know how to joke, so they don't even mention it in this Gemara. Like, it's just, like, not even a thing. But Steinsaltz recognizes it. I'm glad someone confirms what I understood to be the pshat in the Gemara. But either way, so the Gemara says, is this weasel such a prophet that it knows when the 14th of Nisan is? It's going to be careful. It's going to save over. El Amar Rava, really, it's a different problem. El Amar Rava, Mashu Mashayi Nichen Betzina Hashem Etito Cholda Befanenu V'Yitzarach Medika Achrav. What we're worried about is that the weasel is not only going to take it, but we're going to see the weasel take it. As we said at the beginning of the Yamud, beginning of the Daf, if we see the weasel take it, then we have to do bedika. And that's what we're concerned about. We're not concerned that the weasel is going to take it on the 14th of Nisan and then leave some over. So Tanik Vasid Rava, we also have a Braisa, which is like Rava. In what way? If you want to eat chametz after bedika, what do you do? Just as Rava said, that we're worried that the weasel is going to take it from in front of us. So the Gemara says, Rav Mari Amar Gezer Shem Yenech Eser V'Yimtza Tesha. We're worried that maybe you're going to put out 10 and you're going to find 9, which is, right, Rashi says, it's another situation where, just like if we saw the weasel with the bread in its mouth, so too, if we know for sure we put out 10 and now we can only find 9, so then we have a problem, right? Which is always the case when you do bedika on the 14th, make sure you have a list. Make sure you know exactly where things are. Make sure they're out in the open. Don't make whoever is doing the bedika have to go look through the crevices to find it. It's all just really performance art anyway. So make sure you get all those pieces of chametz back and you put them out for the bedika. Okay. Teisha tziborin shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. If you have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, ve'asa achbar v'shakal v'lo yadinen im matzah shakal il chametz shakal haynu teisha chanuyos. If you put out 10 and then some mouse comes along and takes from one of the piles, but you don't know which one it took from, so that is the same as 9 stores. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Perish v'asa achbar v'shakal. If, however, perish meaning the one piece was taken out from the piles, we don't know which pile it was taken out from, and then a mouse came along and ate it and took it, so then, that's the Seifa. That's the end of the Mishnah. So what's this Mishnah? This famous Mishnah in where's this Mishnah? In Chulin, I think. Teisha Chanuyos, Kulan Mochron Basa Shchuta. You have 9 stores and all of them sell kosher shechted meat. V'achas Mocheres Basar Nevela. And one of them sells non-kosher meat. V'lakach Me'achas Me'en Ve'en Yodea Me'ez Me'en'akach. And you took from one of them, but you don't remember which store you got it from. Sveiko aser uvenimtza halachacharov. If it's a safek, which one you got it from, so then you have to say that it's aser, right? You're machmir. And if you found it outside of one of the stores, so then you go past based on the rov. This is a concept which is very important for safeks. Rashi says, mehena betochachana sveiko aser dekol kavua kemechza machzam dami. Any time that you have something which you take from one specific place, a situated place, so it's always going to be it's considered like it's a half and half. We don't know if it was a good one or a bad one. However, if it comes out of the stores, you find it on the street, so then that's a situation where you can go after the roof. So to hear, that's the case. If you have 9 piles of chametz and 1 pile of 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, if the mouse took it from one of the piles and we don't know which pile it was, so then we assume that we have to be machmer. Maybe it was the chametz pile. But if that piece had already come out of the piles, so then we don't even know what pile it came from. It's not from a situated place, but from a general place. So then we go after the rov and assume that it was the matzah. Another situation: shnei tzibon echad shematzah v'echad chametz ofnem shnei batim echad baduk v'echad sheinu baduk. Right, there's 2 piles, 1 matzah, 1 chametz, in the 2 houses, 1 checked and 1 not checked. V'asu shnei achbarim echad shekel matzah v'echad shekel chametz. One of the mouses, mice took from one pile. One of the mice took from the other pile. So we don't know which house the mouse went into, which mouse went into which house. That's the same as the 2 containers. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in, don't know where this Mishnah is. This is later on, it brings up this Mishnah, but it's originally in Trumos, in Tosefta and Trumos. Okay, shnei kubos achas shalchun ve'achas shal truma l'fnem shnei sain achas shalchun ve'achas shal truma ve'naflu elu toch elu mutarin. They mix together. So sha'ani omer chulin toch chulin naflu truma toch truma nafla. We can say that this one fell on that one fell on that one, and we don't necessarily have to be so concerned. We are makel to assume that it was okay. So the Gemara says, "Emor d'amrinan sha'ani omer b'truma d'rabanan b'chametz d'araisa mi'amrinan." That's okay for truma mi'drabanan. That situation, that's d'rabanan. Because we can be, Rashi says, Talim Lekula Heter Beheter Veser Beeser Ve'Alfagat Yiklam Yer Be'Bcha, even though it could have gone the other way, because it's Zerabanan, we're Mekil. However, when it comes to Chametz, Chametz is Daraisa. Right, Truma, that's referring to now Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's only Derabanan, Rashi says, in the top of the Daf of Yud. Atu B'Digas Chametz Daraisa, Derabanan He, to me Daraisa Vito Abasagi. No, it's not true, we're not dealing with the Daraisa of Chametz. It's the same as Truma, because once you do Bittul, and you say, I don't own this Chametz anymore, then the Chametz is only Midrabanan Aser, and therefore it's the same case, and we can be told it, we can assume that each thing happened in the right house, and we don't have to worry about the house that was already checked, that we have to check it again. Okay, Shkayach. I wish you have a good day, a good week. Hopefully that that Chulda joke lifted your spirits. All right, everyone should have a good day. I'll see you later.
Shkayach.
Shkayach.